This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. New cars nowadays are really just a bunch of computers, right? On wheels. All the sensors and driver assist bells and whistles, the automatic braking and the lane keeping, they're getting us closer and closer to fully driverless cars. Till then, there is human error to account for. A couple of weeks ago, Marketplace's Ben Bradford did a story on how drivers misunderstand and sometimes misuse car technology. Today, the high cost of fixing those cars when humans get involved.
Last winter, Baltimore resident Adam Richardson found a 6-inch long crack in the windshield of his 2017 Ford Fusion.
I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal.
He thought a couple $100, but then he called an auto glass company.
And said, hey, I've got this crack. Here's the make and model of my car. And they said, oh.
Not a great sound. See, Richardson's car has front collision sensors behind the windshield. Replacement glass that's different thickness or clarity can cause them to malfunction. So Richardson had to buy manufacturer-approved glass and then have the sensors recalibrated to work properly.
It ended up being somewhere north of 700, so that was definitely a lot more than I'd anticipated.
And more than at least one in three drivers can afford for an unexpected bill, according to AAA. The organization also recently found that cars with advanced safety features commonly cost twice as much to repair as lower-tech vehicles. Janet Gonzalez-King owns Innovative Auto Collision, a small auto body shop in South Los Angeles. She's unscrewing the bumper of an Audi Q7 SUV loaded with advanced features, auto-dimming headlights, adaptive cruise control sensors, and then...
You have this.
King holds up a black tangle of plastic and wiring. It's from the cracked side view mirror, which has blind spot detectors and tech for defogging and power folding. King says the replacement cost can come as a shock.
It's heartbreaking to call a customer, especially when they're paying out of pocket and saying, hey, the mirror that I quoted you, it amounts to almost $2,000.
The cost of insurance has also increased, almost 20% from 2010 to 2016 per the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Some insurers have cited the higher repair cost of advanced features. Shops like King's have to adapt to new costs, too. She outsources the work of calibrating sensors. Others are investing in expensive equipment and training.
It's changed the whole way you do business.
Kai Young owns European Motor Car Works in Orange County. He's been fixing cars for 42 years.
When I first opened up, all you needed was a spray gun, a hammer, a dolly. Nowadays, it's millions of dollars investment.
And a lot of computer work. Young son-in-law Mike Hubbard works on a Tesla missing its front fender. He sits in the driver's seat, holding a laptop with a cable dangling from it.
We'll just hook it up under the dash.
He's checking the condition of sensors and electronics.
And then as soon as this boots up, we'll hook up and you'll actually see it.
Up pops a list of all the car's features, with codes describing their status. Each car maker, and sometimes car, requires its own software and hardware. A new windshield might also require a wheel alignment, so the car drives straight before the cameras are reset.
These systems, they are exact. And if something's out of whack or something isn't recalibrated, you can be talking somebody's life.
Young says repairs related to advanced safety features make up at least 20% of his billings. But insurance companies can be reluctant to cover the extra cost. Young says he can spend as much time arguing with insurers about the cost of recalibration as working on the car.
It's not, at this point, in my opinion, a big profit area. It's a necessity that we have to perform.
A growing necessity. By 2022, nearly every new car sold in the U.S. will have front collision sensors. That'll help prevent crashes, but it means the fender benders that do happen will cost thousands of dollars to fix. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.